covered versus traditional feeding. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Stever, managing for profit from Brownfield Ag News for America. Lincoln University is doing research on feeding cattle undercover versus feeding in uncovered pens. Experiment farm manager Jeremiah Markway says the set of heifers fed in a hoop enclosure gain better and get to finish faster.
That's correct.
More on the Lincoln University feeding trial after the break. What is the difference in feeding cattle in a hoop barn rather than in pens out in the open? The Missouri Agriculture Foundation wants to determine what that difference is in their quest to determine the cost effectiveness of feeding cattle in Missouri. Lincoln University's George Washington Carver farm manager Jeremiah Markway tells Brownfield many of Missouri's calves are fed in Kansas, Texas, Nebraska, and Iowa.
There's a lot of interest in trying to figure out how we can keep more of those dollars in-state longer. Obviously, if we keep the cattle in-state longer, get them bigger, we're keeping more of those dollars home versus shipping it elsewhere.
So far, Markway says there are already differences in the two sets of heifers being fed.
We're finding that the animals in the covered feeding facility versus the outside facility are gaining better. They have a higher average daily gain. They have a better feed conversion. They seem to be generally more comfortable and more content.
The results so far seem to favor hoop barn feeding.
When we first got the cattle, these cattle noticeably settled down much quicker and have seemed to perform a lot better than the outside cattle. In fact, our first shipment date for the first slaughter is Monday. Approximately 20 of the 30 head inside will be going versus approximately 5 of the outside cattle.
Performance data seems to bear that out.
On average daily gain, the inside group of cattle were gaining 3.78 pounds per day. The outside group of cattle were gaining 3.25 pounds a day. On our feed conversion numbers, our inside group of cattle were eating 6.63 pounds per pound of gain, and our outside cattle were eating 7.03 pounds of feed per pound of gain.
Feeding more cattle in Missouri is also the aim of the foundation helping to fund the research.
The Missouri Ag Foundation gave us $75,000 to assist in building this barn. I believe they had 5 other grants out there for other universities to participate also. We're using the funds as best we can, and it's been a really good study. We've had a lot of public interest in it, and we're going to have more public tours about it, and we'll be able to give the producers more valuable information once we get some more data collected, put some financial figures to it.
I'm Tom Stever on Brownfield.